2023. The time is 7:02. Jamie, could we have roll call, please?
Yes, Dr. Behrens.
Here.
Mr. Heck.
Here.
Mrs. Myers.
Here.
Mr. Van Wassenova.
Here.
Mrs. Vincent.
Here.
Mrs. Williams.
Here.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Here. Could we stand for the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Mr. Shaw, are there any additions or deletions on tonight's agenda this evening?
There are none.
Okay. So that takes us to superintendent comments.
So for my first set of comments, I want to congratulate one Mr. David Payne. On behalf of the Michigan School Business Officials, it is my pleasure to inform you that David Payne has met the requirements for renewing the Chief Technology Officer certification under the MSBO Voluntary Certification Program. This is a commitment of 90 hours of professional development established by MSBO Board of Directors through their Professional Development Committee. So congratulations, Mr. Payne, on that renewal. The other item I have is I presented in our work session was our school of choice numbers, and I'm proud to say that of our students that had been a part of our system last year, we only had 9 that had requested to go somewhere else. And at the same time, we have 8 coming in as of this moment. And so hopefully that number will move up to 9 or 10. So we end up on the positive side of that there. So it's wonderful to see, though, that what that looks like for us for school of choice. That's all I have for my first comments for tonight.
Okay, well, we got to go back and get a motion to accept our agenda.
Oh, golly.
Sorry about that. I jumped the stick on that one.
I probably missed it, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go back here. Now that we know what that is, can we get a motion to support our agenda for this evening?
I'll move to support our agenda.
Support.
Any discussion? Can we have roll call, please, Jamie?
Yes, Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wassenova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion passes. I believe that brings us to public commentary on board agenda items only. Darla, do we have any?
No, we don't.
Okay, that brings us to, let's see, the acceptance of reports. We have our contracted services report. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I don't think that requires a vote, correct? All right, that brings us to our consent agenda items. Are there any items that board members would like to have moved off the consent agenda item and moved to new business?
I would like to pull D, E, F,
and D,
E,
F,
and N.
And N?
N.
I feel like I'm on Jeopardy or something.
Yes, yes.
So that was D, E, F, N.
Correct.
Okay, and what are those?
Hires.
Particular reason or?
Oh, do you want to discuss those now or do you want to have the consent?
Well, I suppose we do consent and then
yes.
We discuss
okay.
It. It's right. Very good.
I'm sorry, the last letter was which one?
N.
N as in Nancy.
N as in Nancy.
Okay, can we get a motion to approve these?
I'll move to approve the consent agenda as presented and adopt all items on the consent agenda.
Support?
I support.
Any discussion on it?
Why are we doing that? Why are we removing those?
Oh, anybody can remove anything they want.
Right, I know, but we're going to vote on it, right?
No.
Or
consent
no.
Agenda only.
No, we're voting
on everything
yeah.
Else.
Not yet.
Okay.
We'll get there. Okay, Jamie, could we have roll call, please?
Yes, Mrs. Williams.
I'm voting to take D, E, F, and N off.
No.
To consent.
Everything else.
Except those.
Yep.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wassenova.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes. And that motion passes. So that takes us to where?
D.
Yes.
And the reason I
now, do you want to do D, yeah. E, F, and N as
you
one?
Know, I think D, E, and F, I would like to do as one if we could. It's up to you.
Okay, you would have to make a motion on that, correct? Okay.
Well, I guess...
You keep me on my toes.
Someone would have to move to either approve or disapprove those items. And since I pulled them, I probably am not the correct person to do that.
I will move to approve D, E, and F as a block of items.
Is there support?
I'll support.
Any discussion? Jamie, could we have roll call, please?
Yes.
Oh, wait, we got...
Context? Is this where we can discuss the context to which we've, why we've pulled D, E, and F?
I think that would be appropriate. That's fine with Mr. Erickson. The reason I pulled it, I don't know, are these positions we already have? I just don't recognize them. Do we have positions for except register? No.
We've hired six of them so far. This will round up the number to 10. We've got two more coming in August. We were approved to hire 10 of these individuals in May of 22.
Okay, answers my question.
So that was D?
D, E, and F.
D, E, and F.
Okay, so that answered them all.
Answers all questions.
Answers them all.
So, can I get a clarification on that?
Yes.
So as they were approved, were they approved as a position or they were approved for a number of positions? I think you said 10, right?
We were, the provision was 10 positions.
Okay.
Of RBTs.
Okay.
And they work under a BCBA.
Okay.
Individual.
Okay.
And that is Jasmine Norman, who...
Oh, I...
Yeah, we know who Jasmine is.
I know what you're talking about.
And it was... Yeah. Approving both the new position of the registered behavior tech and the quantity of positions that we were going to hire.
That's what I didn't understand. If it was a position,
I just didn't
know
what they were.
Well, and how many?
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a lot of acronyms.
I know.
I get it, but these people are the people that do the work to correct the behaviors with our students. And the six that we have hired so far has made such a difference in our classrooms because we ended up hiring the six like in April, May, June, and they were able to get right in, and they're working during summer school too. So that's what they are.
Okay.
Okay, so back to your original motion, Scott. What exactly, so everybody's clear here, what are we voting on?
The motion is to approve D, E, and F as a block.
Okay, that's what
I
thought.
And so that was the discussion on that, and now it would go to vote.
I seconded it.
Okay.
It was N.
Any?
No, N.
Not N. Not N yet.
Nope. N is not in there.
Not N.
That's D, E, F.
So we're D, E, F.
Yep.
D, E, F.
Okay. Any more discussion? Can I take the vote, please, Jamie?
Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachenova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes. And the motion passes. So now we will need to discuss, well, first we'll have to make a motion for N.
I'll make a motion to approve N teacher appointments as stated.
Okay. Is there support?
Support.
Is there any discussion?
Yeah. I thought Kelly was a teacher.
No.
Cindy?
She was a teacher.
Right.
She did retire, but the union wanted, she wants to come back and work again, and she wants to work for us.
Okay.
And with the law that was passed last July, she can come back and work full time, and that's really what she wants to do.
Okay.
And it was the union's preference that she come back as a teacher under the contract.
Okay, because I mean, she was an excellent employee. I can't say enough. I thought she was already employed, but I didn't know.
She left for a year, but she's worked ever since because the rulings on retired people working changed like three times that allowed her to keep working. Yeah. So that's
and
why we're hiring.
She was retired before she had to wait the 9 months, so that didn't that provision didn't apply to her. So she's been able to continue to work in a multitude of capacities in the time that she's been retired.
A misprint or?
No, it's the real deal.
It's the real deal.
But for someone to want to come back that has that experience and she has done a great job for us. Scott was like, I want her. And then I had Andy, Terry, and I had talked to the union.
Yeah.
And they really felt as a whole that they wanted her to come back as a union employee.
I know she's always has done wondrous work for us. So
any other discussion?
Confused.
I just question when she comes back, then she does not get the same retirement, though she's in the retirement system.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. Double win.
Roll call, please, Jamie.
Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachanova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion passes.
I think we have new hires on the audience.
So, all of our new hires, guess what you get to do? Step up to the mic, introduce yourself, what your position is, and where you're housed. And hopefully you know. So come on up. Who wants
and
to be the first contestant?
Thing up here.
And then you get to come up and around and shake hands.
Shake hands after?
Yes, please.
Is it on?
It's on.
Okay, cool. Great. My name's Taylor Zavala. I am an RBT, and I honestly don't know where I will be yet. I have not been told. On one of my forms, it said Monroe Middle School, but that has not been confirmed. So,
okay.
But I'm ready to bounce around if needed.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Welcome.
We're so happy you're here. Good evening. I'm Lydia Cozier, new position for the Learning Bank Director.
Great.
Wow.
Mighty big shoes.
Congratulations. That's your sponsor.
It's so great to meet you.
Congratulations.
Good evening. My name is Kristen Hawes, and I'm going to be the technology teacher at Custer Elementary.
Come on up and tell us who you are.
Hi, I'm Melissa, and I'm going to be a 5th, 6th grade split at Custer.
I'm Fotini Callis, and I'm the new Young Fives K teacher at Custer.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You will have your hands full. Congratulations.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Welcome.
Thank you.
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 Welcome.
I'm so excited.
Well, congratulations and welcome to Monroe Public Schools. We are thrilled to have you on our staff, and we'll see you throughout the month of August. And as just a reminder, it is July 18th, and you have about 7 weeks before your students are in front of you.
Don't feel any pressure.
Rest up.
Sometimes people have to have a reality check.
All right, so that brings us to new business, which would be our Monroe High Bleachers ADA. That would be you, Mr. Shaw.
So at our last board meeting, I brought forward to you Southern Bleacher Company. They are a firm that is part of the buy board, and the buy board is a cooperative agreement, a consortium that where they're able to put a lockdown bid prices, and it follows the bid processes for the state of Michigan because this company is on there, and by bringing them on. A company like this on, you don't have to go through the bid process, which means having Kohler come in, put a package together, show the drawing up of the bleachers. So it's a cost savings by using by board for us to do that. And so it meets the requirements of the process right there. We do know that the overall cost, and this is step one, this cost right here gets us so that the bleachers are ordered to get installed. There's more work to go be done out there, and so there will be more costs incurred. And we told you that the cost should be right around $500,000, but in order to get the bleachers moving so that they could be in for next spring, we need to take this action now. If we prolong the action, then it moved to whenever we the timelines just push out. So it is a recommendation to approve the proposal from Southern Bleacher Company Incorporated for MHS Bleacher ADA Edition, as presented, a cost not to exceed $328,420. Pricing reflects competitive pricing for by board government purchase program. This project would be funded through the sinking fund.
Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Support.
Some discussion?
I sent everybody some information on this. And I did, this is the first time I recall seeing by board as part of a group that the board is going to be purchasing from. I understand that they're a big group, and if you're a member of this group, you know, there's certain deals and things that come along with it. So is this a standard that's going to be going forward? For example, I did mention that Irwin Seating Company is a Michigan company, and they have a revenue base of $162 million. The one we're going with is like 60-some million, and it's a Michigan company. So, you know, obviously they're not part of by board, so is that
– so
you're automatically out now if you're not by board? Or
so the two choices we had was, one, we could have put it – we either use a company that's inside of a consortium, kind of like they are through by board, okay, that consortium right there – and to have this work done, it's one that's been vetted and is permitted, or we would have to go through option B, which would be we would have to have Kohler draw up what the plan, what would need to be done there, and then we put it out to bid ourselves. So you're still would you'd have the cost of Kohler, and then your timelines would have been moved out. So to move the timelines along, that's why this company was.
So we're going to continue using by board exclusively, did Irwin get a chance to even put a bid on this at all?
No, because if we would have, in order to have had Irwin take a bid on it or any other bleacher company, we would have had to put an RFP out.
Yeah, that's standard, right?
But they would have been able to bid through the competitive process originally through that consortium.
Right.
So all companies could have bid on it. It's just
but not all companies are part of by board.
Correct.
Because that's a very distinct entity, and like again, I said again, this is the first time I've seen this board use by board, and I just want to know, you know, going forward, if that's something that's continually going to do with this is an exclusive situation.
I don't think you have to be exclusive. I think we can use by board as the board sees fit. From my readings of board briefs and things, one of the main reasons that we decided to do by board is because there's urgency behind this project, that we want these bleachers to be ADA compliant as soon as possible. And we know that through by board that this is a reputable company that will be up to the work that we need to have done.
Yep, and what?
I was gonna ask, through this, again, this by board, do we have some assurances as far as their quality, their being able to deliver? Do we have some history on this company?
So this company, I know I have not personally talked to them. I know Mark Kohler has spoke with this company on this project, and it's expected that they would be able to pull off what the requirements are of it. To have a personal conversation with the owner or someone inside the company, I did not have one.
I mean, are there certain qualifications they have to meet to be on this by board?
So, the qualifications are they're a member of the cooperative, okay, and then they have to put a bid package together, and so it's all vetted, and it's vetted by all the different states, and so it's already met, for example, the state of Michigan to be part of that cooperative, and that their bid would be honored here, and so that they've already. Their numbers are such where it would not be, they didn't inflate their cost by being just a member of that.
Okay.
And so and it, for us, it would actually most likely would save us money, because now we're not having to have Kohler draw up plans and then have the bleacher company draw up another set.
Okay.
I just want to make sure we're not excluding Michigan companies just because they're not part of buy board. The second comment I had was the non-union, non-prevailing wages component of it. Like, I had no idea what that meant. I mean, I know what non-union is, but I don't know what the non-prevailing wage is. Like, why is that in there? What's that mean?
So, go ahead, Cassie. Are you ready?
Because this project is not being federally funded, we're not required to pay the prevailing wage under the Davis-Bacon Act.
For the employees, for the company, for?
We don't have to require the contractor to pay the prevailing wage to their staff. Yeah. So the Davis, and I'm by no means an expert on the Davis-Bacon Act, yeah, but that is the act that requires, when you're federally funding a project, there's certain stipulations, and one of those is prevailing wage, which means they have to, they must pay them a particular rate that's very specific and designated by the federal government. Because this is not a federally funded project, we don't have to have them pay a prevailing wage. They certainly can if that's their prerogative to pay. We don't dictate what they pay their employees. They're going to charge us in the scope of the bid that they submitted to buy board, and that's what our cost is going to be, what they do with those funds and how they distribute it and pay their employees. That's their prerogative.
Right. So my context of this is, I want to use Michigan companies. I want Michigan employees to get a good wage and to be able to have jobs. And so therefore, I'm not a big fan of the way this is laid out, because I just feel like Michigan employees kind of got jilted.
But they didn't.
Well, maybe wrong choice of word. I don't know how else to say it.
The vast scope of this work is the material. If we look at what Monroe Public has done with the bond and sinking fund, it's invested a lot of the monies right back into its community with the bond monies. If you look at the companies that have been hired here. And had we had a local, had companies in the state of Michigan been a part of, not even had been by bid, this is one area, could have been some other cooperative group out there had joined up and had something, we would have used that, but we didn't have any other companies or any other mechanism, so we have to use by bid. But we do try to, though, to your point, stay again in Monroe County, stay local, and then inside the state. Be able to show that a lot, quite a bit through our bond work.
And maybe jilted was a very wrong use of words, so I stand corrected on the usage of the language there. It was what popped in my head.
Any other questions? Jamie, could we have the vote, please?
Yes, Dr. Behrens.
Yes, and thank you. We've been pushing for this project for a long time.
Yes, we have.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
I'm a yes for the project, but I'm a no for the vote related to the concerns that I had.
Mr. Van Wachanova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes. And I'll have to add with what Scott said, this, thank you for getting this done. Mm-hmm. This definitely needed to be addressed. That brings us to the resolution authorization insurance of the 2023 school building site bond. I would believe that would be Mr. You again, Mr. Shaw.
Yes, thank you. At our work session, we had Carrie Blanchett from PFM in to present on our Series 2. And so from her presentation, it is a recommendation that the resolution authorizing issuance of the 2023 school building and site bond Series 2, general obligation, unlimited tax, and other matters related thereto, which authorizes the issuance of $13,722,410.13 in bonds to raise funds for construction of school buildings. Approve authorizes the superintendent to enter into an agreement to sell the bonds to an underwriter subject to certain interest and pricing parameters as recommended by the district's financial advisor.
Can we get a motion?
So moved.
Support?
Support.
Discussion?
I'm really, earlier today we had a really wonderful presentation from Carrie who explained everything that was in this motion, and I just want to express gratitude for her patience and her answering our questions.
I agree, 100%. She did a very nice job. Any other discussion? Do we have roll call, please, Jamie?
Yes, Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachanova.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion passes. That takes us to time clock purchase. Ms. Shook.
Thank you, President Zimmerman. Tonight, I am asking the board to move to approve the purchase of Touchpoint standard time clocks at a cost not to exceed $69,228.40 from Touchpoint Industries of Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. The cost of this purchase will come from the general fund.
Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Support?
Support.
Discussion?
I guess, Cassie, does this include, I understand we're getting some reimbursement for the clocks that we turned back in?
That is correct. This price is not inclusive of that. They used to include that discount on the quote, but then they had issues with people not actually sending the clocks back.
Okay.
So once we send the current clocks that we have back to them, we will receive a check for $5,700. It's $300 per clock.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. Good.
I tried to look it up online. It indicates that it has proximity scanning. So I went on the website and I looked up the parameters. I couldn't find that. So, oh.
It's our badges.
Yeah.
Proximity it's, chip.
Oh, that
so
you
that
don't.
Lets the employee use their badge at the time clock instead of keying in their employee ID number. They can just kind of hold their badge up and it'll
works.
Pull them up.
Thanks.
Any other questions? Jamie, could we have a roll call, please?
Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachanova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion passes. That brings us to, we have no old business for this evening, so I will turn it over to Superintendent Shaw for his second round of comments.
Okay, so summer graduation. On August 3rd, if you're available at 10 a.m., at the Monroe High School Auditorium, we have 15 students that have now met all the requirements for graduation. It's part of that credit recovery that they needed to do this summer, so they have achieved that. And so at 10 a.m. on August 3rd, we'll be having that graduation. Band camp, the Monroe Trojan Marching Band is at Spring Arbor University this week for away band camp. You can see them in action Sunday, July 30th. At 1 p.m. when they participate in the kickoff parade for the Monroe County Fair. And speaking of the Monroe County Fair, that is July 30th through the 5th. Monroe Public Schools booth will be inside the First Merchants Bank Expo Center daily at space number 52. MPS will also be host for Little Red Schoolhouse on Thursday, August the 3rd, where your students' art is on display. We talked about the fair today, and a lot of people in Monroe Public Schools is involved with the fair, and so we're excited for everyone that will be over there. So do what you can to pop out there and see everybody. And then honorary deputy, we are so proud of one of our young Raisinville Roadrunners. On Thursday, July 13th, Sheriff Troy Goodenough presented Luca Spinelli with a life-saving award and appointed him as an honorary special deputy for the day. Luca, who will be a second grader in the fall, performed a heroic act when he saved his baby sister during a water-related incident. And so way to go, Luca, on that. So, and as I just reminded everybody, we're at the middle of July. Summer is screaming by. And so.
You've got to point that out.
We're just. I do it because at the same time as it's flying by, we're getting a lot of work done in planning for this fall. I've promised Mr. Payne multiple times, and it's deep-rooted promises, that August this year will not be as crazy as last year's was. And I feel like it's going to be just a twinge better. A wee bit.
That's all that matters, a little better than last year.
A little better. No, it would most definitely be. We don't have the when I walked in August, we had Custer Elementary. Yeah, that was scary. See, Arborwood, the road was all tore up and heading right into Open House. And I felt like the day that high schoolers are walking in the door, they're still putting furniture back in the rooms there. So the projects that are much better spot this year. And so, and then lastly, to board members, Thursday at 11 o'clock, you were invited to take part in the construction walk at Monroe High School. So meet behind the high school at the Clark trailer at that time. That's all I have.
All right, that brings us to public commentary. Any topic? Darla, do we have anyone?
No, we do not.
Okay. That takes us to...
Oh.
Oh, can I ask a question? I didn't fill it out because I had to run the agenda.
That you will have to discuss with the parliamentarian.
We have to follow the process of filling out the paperwork. I'm sorry, it's just the process and we have to have it.
I'll see you after the meeting and answer your question.
All right, so I think instead of going to closed session, we're going to come down to the board members' commentary so everybody can hear that, and then after that, we will go to our closed session, if that pleases the board. Mm-hmm. Okay, so board member commentary. Do we have any tonight?
I have one mentioned. The band is away at band camp this week, and they will return Saturday with their very first performance of the halftime show that they've been working on, so okay. That will be Saturday at the high school, at the stadium, 12:30-ish, depending on the bus and its arrival time. So.
And they're going to play this when they get back?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you
know
the theme of the show this year? I cannot.
Oh,
wow.
But I've been hearing a wonderful trumpet part from my basement.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
I have a couple things. I know that... I always have something. I know that we reduce our bus sizes. Did we also reduce the contract payments accordingly, Andy? I know we talked about that before.
Yep. So we'll be able to, Cindy and I, bring that to you as far as what that will look like with, it's not first student anymore, first vehicle.
Yeah, it's called something else.
Yeah.
Oh, they changed their name?
Yeah.
Yes. And okay. So no, their contract or their rates will change due to less buses.
That's effective. Effective.
Is, well, I would think it would be effective the date of the sale.
I agree. Okay. Good. Yep. The second thing I know, I just was trying to juggle my calendar. July is, like you said, it's getting pretty busy. And I know we had to do your contract and go over our goals. What I know you said that was supposed to be in June, according to Scott's motion, but we put that into July. But I don't have the July date on that. Do you know when that's at?
We're taking care of the goals here tonight.
That's what the closed session is for.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Surprise.
Nobody tells me.
Any other questions? You good?
I'm good.
You good? Anybody else?
Just one more thought. Back to the ADA compliance of the stadium, I want to remind everyone that this was truly a student-driven issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And to have it... had this project started this quickly and sounds like in place for the upcoming season is truly a tribute to getting it done.
Yeah, to bring clarity, it would be for next spring. As soon as the football season is over, the plan will be is that they do their install. So next spring for soccer season, should be ready to go.
Okay.
I know that Tom and I were talking about it would be nice if we could also do something with the press box because I know Mr. Toth used to climb.
I don't know how he gets up there.
I don't know.
Yeah. We'll look at that.
I have one.
Anyone else?
I know I've brought this up several times, but I keep getting called on it. The veterans really want to be able to give their resources and their benefits to the students. I've spoken to them a few times. I know that there's been some, thank you. I keep getting asked.
Anyone
and
else?
It should, because the veterans have a great, great, great program there.
Okay, then that takes care of this part of the meeting. We are going to move to a closed session. So can I get a motion to put us into closed session?
Apparently I'll make the motion to go to closed session for things I wasn't aware of, but since I...
All right, so this will be the convening closed session to consider the...
If the person affected so request.
He did.
Okay.
He did. Okay.